The last year and a half has forced Americans who have jobs to change their routines and sometimes find new ways to work. Today we meet 63-year-old Charlie Chan of Rockville, Maryland, who takes us along the new route that he's forged for himself. Charlie Chan came to the U.S. from Shanghai in 1989, built a new life for himself here as a waiter, a bartender, and a restaurant manager. He even owned some restaurants before he entered semi-retirement.
I'm too old. I'm never retired, that's it. I don't want to do anymore.
About 3 years ago, Mr. Chan started working in the cafeteria at the World Bank building in downtown Washington, D.C., and employees there loved his authentic Chinese meals.
We had a group. They follow us lunch all the time.
But when offices and restaurants shut down last year, Charlie Chan was out of work. He was eager to get back into the kitchen.
In the first couple weeks, when I stayed at home, I have nothing to do. So boring, you know, stayed at home. It's very boring.
So he found a kitchen where he could cook again, and that was good news for his World Bank customers who'd missed his food. He also started to pick up new clientele.
The people recommended people, friends recommended friends, so we have more people.
He's been averaging about 100 orders per week, $26 per order. And he's been planning menus, cooking, and delivering meals for more than 60 weeks. This week, he's making
steamed chicken with the sauce on the side. This is very authentic, traditional Chinese dish. Especially they're from the southern of China, like Shanghai, Hong Kong style. And we have two more dishes coming. Another one's cumin beef, a little spicy actually. It's very close to Szechuan. Another is vegetarian, like ice cube tofu with napa cabbage and bean noodles.
Charlie Chan has had help from two friends, Beiming Chong and Jun Wu. They all use the kitchen at Joe's Noodle House in Rockville, Maryland.
Fresh garlic, onions, make a little more flavor.
Here's how Charlie Chan has learned to make his pandemic job work. He puts up a new menu online, which is shared through a WeChat group. Customers have until Sunday night to order. Mr. Chan gets organized and starts his prep on Monday. The rest of the week, starting at 8:30 a.m. each day, he and his helpers are cooking. By 11:30, he begins to pack up all the food.
You see, today is not too hot. So normally, like too hot, we're going to put ice boxes. But not too hot, I put a dry ice bag, put a cold dish inside first.
Delivery is the most personal part of the process. Mr. Chan drives to each customer's house and hand delivers his meals. He'll sometimes drive up to an hour away from the kitchen in Rockville.
Today is like Maryland, Montgomery, mostly Montgomery counties, but from the Gettysburg, Germantown, to the Silver Spring. So today probably taking me like 3 hours.
Mr. Chan is happy that restaurants are reopening, but he still misses his customers at the World Bank Cafe, seeing them during the lunch hour rush.
I love them. They love me, too. They love the food.
But Charlie Chan says that until that happens, he'll just keep delivering stir-fried squid and bok choy, hot pot chicken, even whole steamed crab to all who crave his cooking. Did someone give him our address?